This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Early data from the trials of three potential coronavirus vaccines released on Monday are increasing confidence that a vaccine can train the immune system to recognize and fight COVID-19 without serious side effects. This includes a candidate from Oxford University. World Health Organization Health Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan says he's encouraged by the vaccine's developments.
This vaccine was given to 1,000 healthy adults between the ages of 18 and 55 and certainly did not appear to have any serious adverse events other than the expected, in some cases, chills, muscle aches, headaches. The vaccine did generate neutralizing antibody, I think, in all participants.
But Ryan cautions against and setting expectations too high.
There is a long way to go. These are phase one studies. We now need to move into larger scale real world trials, but it is good to see more data and more products moving into this very important phase.
In the United States, the city of Chicago reimposed some coronavirus restrictions on Monday, and the state of Florida reported more than 10,000 new cases for the sixth day in a row, as the pandemic showed few signs of abating. In a rare ray of hope, New York State reported the fewest hospitalizations from the coronavirus in 4 months. This as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saw his city enter phase four of reopening Monday.
We see sports coming back, baseball back this week, professional baseball, Major League Baseball. That's going to be incredible. Media production starting again, a big part of the life of the city, a big part of people's livelihoods. Some wonderful outdoor activities opening up again, botanical gardens.
The virus has killed 140,000 people in the U.S. This is VOA News. As metrics for the U.S. have grown worse, including a rising number of cases, deaths, and hospitalizations, along with rates of positive test results, U.S. President Donald Trump is expressing optimism as negotiations continue on the next massive virus bill. AP Sagar Magani reports.
This would be the fifth aid package.
I think we've made a lot of progress on that, and the discussions are going on.
The president summoned GOP leaders to the Oval Office for an update on what's expected to be a $1 trillion bill. The first round of relief is close to running out, and there are new divisions between Republicans and the White House, which is criticized more money for virus testing and trying to add things like a payroll tax cut, which many GOP senators oppose. Democrats, meantime, have momentum going into negotiations after the House passed a $3 trillion relief bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Elsewhere, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. Until recently, Africa has remained relatively unscathed by the pandemic compared to the surging numbers seen in other parts of the world. Russia, the world's fourth hardest hit country in terms of infections, reports fewer than 6,000 new cases for the first time since the end of April. Health authorities also say 85 people died over the past 24 hours, the lowest daily fatality figure since May 4th. Russia's fatality rate has remained low compared to other badly hit countries, raising speculation that Moscow could be underreporting figures. EU Council President Charles Michel says he is convinced EU leaders will reach an agreement on an economic recovery package to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on the marathon meetings.
The 27 EU leaders conference began on Friday and was scheduled to end the following day. Instead, deep ideological differences between leaders forced the talks into Sunday and then through the night into Monday morning. The bitter negotiations pitted a group of five wealthy northern countries against southern nations hardest hit by the pandemic, supported by heavyweights Germany and France. Alluding to the infighting, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said it shows massive efforts are needed to make Europe strong again together. The coronavirus pandemic has shocked all of us. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Egypt's parliament approved a possible deployment of troops outside its border after President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi spoke of potential military operations in Libya. This follows a phone conversation between the Egyptian leader and President Trump. For more information, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.